on Wednesday. When I landed at Love Field, I turned on my cell phone and cursed. Social media lit up with news that Kershaw was about to sign a record contract extension to remain in Los Angeles. I'd been in sports reporting long enough to know that if there were any truth to that rumor, the last thing he'd want to do was meet a journalist for lunch. As I thought about cutting my losses and hopping on the next flight home, my phone buzzed with a text message. It was Kershaw. "Why don't you come by our house around 3 tomorrow if that works?" he asked me. It did. The extension talk must have just been another false alarm in a season full of them. The Dodgers had made no secret of wanting to lock up their star starting pitcher in blue forever. But negotiations early in the season had gotten weird, and the two sides had been locked in a standstill for months. When I arrived at Kershaw's house at 3 the following day, he apologized for my having to park a block away. He and Ellen had just purchased a home across the street from an elementary school, and he forgot that he told me to come around pickup time when minivans and SUVs snarled his street. The traffic added an extra minute to my trip.